you missed Maddie and Mark?
Unbelievable.
Here's a catch up.
We need your help, or I don't. Maddie does. She's got some girlfriends coming from interstate.
Yeah.
And she's after some ideas.
Yeah, where to take them. You know what? I'm on this mission to get all of my friends and family to move to Cairns.
Yeah, I know you are.
Right? So it started with my mum, so I try to get her to move to Cairns, so I always send her seek.com jobs.
So you want to impress your girlfriends when they come. I'd take them fishing.
What, with you?
Some coral trout.
So we wouldn't catch much?
we wouldn't all fit in my tinny. But
I really want to impress them. These girls are from all over the country. So some from the Gold Coast, some from Melbourne. And I really want to impress them. So maybe they'll move here because I would love more friends here.
Yeah, 132710 is the number, 132710, if you have some suggestions for Maddie. I was up on the Tablelands yesterday around Lake Tinnerah. There's some great spots around there.
Do you know, I've got to admit, I've never been to Lake Tinnerah.
Haven't you?
What?
Got to get up there. What about Lake Eacham and Lake Barine?
Never been to a lake
here. I think it's Lake Barine. One of them's got a little tea house there, and they have the best scones.
With fresh
cream and jam and stuff. Beautiful. You can pick strawberries up there as well. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Actually, Shane's from Atherton. He's just called through.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, take them out to pick strawberries.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
And there's the good idea. There's the platypus near Yungaburra.
Oh, there you go. See, there's a few suggestions.
Go to Shaley's Strawberries.
Yeah. Shaley's Strawberries.
On Tablelands and have some ice cream and strawberries and stuff.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, love it. Shane.
And is the, what do they call it, where you can, the Crystal Caves, is that still in Atherton?
Yeah.
Yeah, haven't you heard the TV ad? Crystal Caves in Atherton.
It's playing back in my head right now.
Yeah. good on you, Shane. Well, there's a few ideas for you.
There you go. Crystal Caves, get some scones and some strawberries.
Sound great?
I'm done.
And then you go fishing.
Stop it.
Maddie and Mark for breakfast.
Now, I'm thinking about giving up the food shopping because I normally do that just to help out.
But you're
Kristen.
The cook. You have to do the food shopping.
Yeah, well, that's right. But last couple of shops have been getting into trouble.
What have you done?
Well, Kristen goes, why did you buy that for? And I go, well, it was on special. And she says, you're exactly the person that Coles are targeting with all their specials. Like the other week, I bought two big blocks of cheese. We don't eat that much cheese, a little bit.
Yeah.
But I bought two big blocks of cheese. And she said, geez, who's going to eat all that? Why did you buy that? And I said, well...
That's a lot of cheese if you don't eat cheese.
That's right. And I said, well, it was two for 12 bucks.
What was
one? Oh, I never look at that.
$6.
That's what she says. She says, what's the saving? And I said, well, it seemed like a good idea at the time. No, it's like, I feel like I'm getting a saving there.
Yeah, you know what you've got to do? I've got this trick when you go to the supermarket.
Yeah.
You actually look at the tag and you say, and it gives you the overall price. So you say it's $20.
Yeah.
And I'm talking like nappies, right?
Yeah.
Because it's the only thing I can think of. $20. And then you look underneath and it says, per item or per 100 grams.
That's exactly what Christine told me.
That's what I do. Yeah.
And I go, and she says, you probably worked out, you probably saved 30 cents or something.
Yeah, probably. But now you've got a block of cheese, it's going to sit in your fridge for 3 years.
Anyway, I went shopping yesterday and, you know, the big blocks of Kit Kats.
I do indeed. Yes.
Very nice. Well, I bought three of those.
What? Three?
Yeah, one for me, one for Christine, one for Mitch. And I put them in the crisper. And Christine goes, why? Because she's a dental into...
Yeah, well, she, exactly. She's all
no
about
chocolates,
teeth.
No chocolate.
And health.
No soft drink, no chocolate. Why did you buy that for?
Dental stuff.
Who's going to eat that? And I said, well, I will, if no one else is going to eat it. She said, why did you buy them for? And I said, well, they were half price at the checkout. Exactly. It said on there, half price for Kit Kats. So I thought, oh, half price is pretty good.
So you bought three.
I bought three of them.
You are not doing it right.
What?
I must admit, I do get sucked. I get suckered. Well, it's hard now because I've got the kids with me. So their little arms can reach everything and they always grab the Kinder Surprises.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why do you do that?
They're never on special.
No, never. Never.
But Christine says, I'm one of those persons that get trapped. You know, the half
suck
price, 20% off, buy one, get one free, all that.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of giving up. And probably because I was hungry at the time as well.
Maybe you're going through a dairy phase. It's too much cheese and chocolate.
Maddie and Mark for breakfast.
Well, we were talking about you should visit the Tablelands. You haven't been up to Tinaroo, Lake Tinaroo there, and Yungaburra. And, of course, they've got the Crater Lakes up there too, you know, Lake Barine and Lake Eacham.
Haven't visited them either.
One of them's got a tea house in that. And I keep telling you about the scones there they make. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
I think they still do them. Beautiful fresh cream and jam. Troy's quid through at 13:20:17. You got something for Maddie?
You're talking about Lake Barine and Lake Eacham, the crater?
Yeah.
They're dormant volcanoes.
Oh, dormant volcano.
And they also all link up. They you got Lake Barine, Lake Eacham, and the crater out at near, like, on the way to Herbert.
Oh, okay. So the link up as in, like, underground tunnel type thing?
Underground. Divers go there and sort of search the caves and all that.
Oh, wow.
Because
there you go.
They're fairly deep, aren't they?
They are. They, I don't know, it's sad news, but a couple of years ago someone died in, by sort of Lake Barine. They popped up in Lake Egypt.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
No worries. Well, I keep telling Maddie she needs to go up there and visit.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I do.
Miller Falls, mate. Miller Falls is beautiful.
Mm, yeah, it is. Good on your Troy. Miller Falls. Be flowing really strong, I should imagine, after the recent rain too, Mads.
There you go. Lots of things I've got to do.
Mm, put it on the list.
Should I have the week off to try out all this?
No. Do it in your free time. Your own time.
Maddie and Mark. Weekdays from 5:30 on 99.5 Triple M. Find more catch-ups at triplem.com.au.